Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
Yeah, beautiful transition blog talk. But welcome to
Jesus.
The Church of Reality.
Fantastic.
Episode 114. Somehow we made it here. We got Six on the line.
Howdy.
We got Saeed here.
Hey, I'm here.
And tonight's topic is 70 million crazy Catholics. The other day I was watching the Idiot Box for a few minutes, and I happened to see... Barry Satoro talking about the Pope and his visit here, and he said that there is over 70 million Catholics in America. And I found that very, very disturbing because the Catholic Church is beyond, you know, saying evil. This church has been known for decades for torture, for wars, for genocide. They want to point the finger. They want to point the finger at the Muslims. They want to point the finger at the Muslims, but for centuries, the Catholic Church has killed millions upon millions upon millions of people. I believe this is Elaine here. How are you doing, Elaine? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm fine, thank you. How is everyone?
Doing real
great.
Good.
Oh, good.
But we're just talking about, you know, the Pope. There was one image online that I found very, very disturbing. And one of the Pope's security guards was holding this little girl. And let's just say he had his thumb in an area he shouldn't have had his thumb.
Yeah,
and the Pope was looking directly at him. He looked like on the side of the girl. And the security guard was looking on the side of the girl as well, right at the Pope, and they both were laughing as if they knew what was going on. So am I accusing the Pope security guard of touching a girl inappropriately? Absolutely. Look at the picture, Google it, and see it for yourself. This is the biggest child sex slave ring too, the Catholic Church. Wouldn't you agree with that, Ted?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, the number of children that the Catholic Church uses for sex, actually, one story, actually, during my readings, during the days of the Catholic Inquisition in Spain, after the Reconquest, the Christian Reconquest of Spain, where the Catholic Church decided to expel all the Muslims and Jews, or forcibly convert the Muslims and Jews and Spain to Roman Catholicism, they actually did not expel the young boys for obvious reasons, because even back then they've been fooling around with children. I mean, it's not just a recent phenomenon. They've been doing this ever since the Catholic Church got started. They've been notorious for molesting children.
And it's quite evident.
Before that's the whole region where it comes from. You know, the Greeks were known for fucking just kid fucking. Look how the Spartans were brought up. Little boys were taught by getting fucked by elders. That's how you they were taught to become men to treat their wives by fucking each other. Basically, they'd ask.
And that's rape. That is child molestation.
That's how 300 got down. That's what they didn't put in the movie, that they're actually blowing each other and being real juicy and friendly.
Well, when you think about it, the previous Pope, Benedict, he covered
up... Oh, he was a Star Wars villain, huh? The Emperor?
Yeah, he looked like the Emperor.
Holy shit.
Star Wars.
He was a ghoul.
He covered up so much stuff, even that guy that molested 200 deaf children. You know, they never saw him coming. Said that before. I'm like Jake LaMotta. I fought Sugar Ray Robinson so many times, I got diabetes. He said that like 200
times. You said they're deaf, so I think you meant to say, you know, you couldn't hear him scream, so he just kept going after each one like it was nothing.
Yeah, well, And the Pope, Lying would have been knew about it. He knew about it, and so did several of the cardinals and bishops and elders of the Catholic Church. They knew about it, and they covered it up. And that was one of thousands, much like the Boy Scouts. It was one of thousands of cases, and they're still covering that shit up. And don't think for a minute that these kids that go missing, don't think they don't wind up in some Catholic gay bathhouse somewhere. And
with
they,
the,
hey,
they have one. Remember,
house,
there's one
they?
Within the Vatican that the Catholic Church does own.
A
they already
gay,
had a gay bathhouse.
Bathhouse. Now, you know, everybody has their, Elaine, everybody here has their opinions on abortion and whatnot. And I know you advocate against abortion. I want to ask you this. What are your thoughts on this, what, Pope Francis is his name? Saying that women who aborted babies will be forgiven by the church. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I have. But, you know, sometimes people like to play God. And if God say thou shalt not kill, that's his word. Okay,
so,
it's not
so this
okay.
guy is pretty much going against God's word then.
Exactly.
Well, I look at it like this: the moment you, allow one of your constituents or one of your coworkers to insert his genitalia into the rectum of a little child, and you allow it to happen, and you don't do anything about it, you close your eyes to it. That's the moment you don't really give a shit about anything, whether it be life or whether it be you know, especially children. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well,
pardon the pun, but they're crucifying these kids. And,
yeah.
they're getting away with it.
They're
well,
impaling them, at least.
Well, you know, it's been that, I guess, child molestation is a legal thing here. You know, remember Boys Town? Remember Boys Town, Father Flanagan?
Yeah, I heard about
how
it.
How they were taking the how they was taking the young boys and raping them and taking them to the White House and flying them out of the country, taking them to the World Trade Center, you know. And it was exposed recently, but it's just recovered up. This is
yeah.
So even the Pope, even a bishop in Africa, said that it's okay to have sex with a young boy. Up to a certain age, and that now they're saying that it's okay for that these kids can actually, at the age of 12 years old, can consent to them having sex with them.
Yeah, they do. And
I mean, and I think that's pathetic. How can a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old consent to having sex? You know, and then you have all of these people going over into Africa. I mean, I'm talking about all these big politicians here. You know, they go
There's
into Africa, and it's Africa and other Middle Eastern countries, and they are taking these boys and molesting them. You know, they just actually sent one guy to jail because he was taking these little 8-9-year-old boys, taking them to his house, and he was from Kansas City. And he was, what you call these people that go and help the poor?
A missionary?
Yeah, he was a missionary. It was an older guy. And, in South Africa, he just got busted, and they sent him to jail because he was a missionary. And then you had this 18-year-old kid from America that was a missionary going over there and raping the kids in the orphanages.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And it's because nobody care. It's because nobody care. And remember, we did this thing about how many 800,000 kids go missing a year. And look at over there in another part of the Middle East, in an Arab country, what they do is they go over into Africa, tell these parents and families that they're going to give these young boys a better education. So parents let the kids go with these people thinking that they're going to come back educated. But in the meantime, they're over there being raped. They're being forced to live in a desert. They are being forced to, over in one of the Arab countries, they have it's not horse racing. It's what do you call these things? That camel racing. So they take go over there and get the youngest and the smallest kids that they can get, and introduce them into this type of slavery, whether it's racing a horse or sex or just working on their farms or whatever. And America know, everybody know this stuff is going on, but nobody is talking about it.
They don't care. They don't, you know,
they
roll out the red carpet for this robed pedophile, and they all treat him like he's God. They bring out the chariot for him, the bulletproof chariot, and he's standing up in it, and everybody's bowing down to him. And I say to these people who are Catholic, you are supporting known pedophiles. By you going to Catholic churches, by you actually participating in this religion, I'm sure a lot of these, there's 70 million Catholics out there, so I'm sure a lot of these Catholics are going to get mad when I say this, but you support homosexuality and pedophilia by being a member of the Catholic Church. And if that offends you, then go fuck yourself. Instead of letting your pope and your cardinal and your bishop fuck little children, why don't you go fuck your pope and bishop? Maybe then, if you suck him off, he won't go fuck kids. How about that? Nasty motherfucker.
Well, this is the biggest problem with the Catholic Church is, just like to extend on what you were talking about, how the pope, despite the commandments of the Bible, wants to forgive women who committed abortion. See, in the Catholic Church, they actually believe their popes are divine, because according to the Catholic doctrine, they believe in the papal infallibility, which means that a pope, whatever he says, is infallible. That is, if he pronounces a judgment, for example, Mary, which even, of course, the Catholics literally worship Mary. Because
it's
well, Mary is God along with Jesus, and they will have to believe it.
Hello?
I'm here.
I thought we lost you there.
Okay. No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. No, but you being a Muslim,
yes.
How does it feel, knowing that the Catholic Church pretty much points the finger at you as a terrorist?
Yeah, well, it's hypocritical because, as you pointed out in the beginning of the show, how many people have the Catholic Church murdered throughout the course of centuries? The Crusades were instigated by the Catholic Church, not by all Christians. It was specifically the Pope Urban II and the Catholic Church were responsible for the Crusades, because true biblical Christianity does not preach violence, because even Jesus in the Gospel said, those who live by the sword shall die by the sword. But see, the Catholic Church, and Ron will agree with this, being a Protestant, that the Catholic Church, the false version of Christianity, that has perverted the original teachings of Jesus. And throughout the history of the Catholic Church, as you pointed out in the beginning, Press, all they have done is instigated war, bloodshed, mayhem, chaos, and they still continue to do it today. So when the Catholics accuse Muslims of terrorism, Liberace is saying that I'm not gay. that's what it's like. It's like, the total, it's obvious that the Catholic, Liberace's a fact, and it's obvious that the Catholic Church have been known for, murdering people and killing people, and for them to accuse others of doing the same thing, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, it is. It is. And they need to be held accountable for it, but, What fuels them and what keeps them going is the support that they receive from the public. Your average public Catholic person, they have to have some knowledge of what the church is doing. Why is there anybody that's Catholic? Call the lines. Hit the lines, 714-409-0548, because I want to ask you this question. Knowing that this is the biggest pedophile ring in the world, why would you continue to support this church? And I want somebody to try to answer that.
They don't believe it.
Even though case after case has been proven, just like that pastor in Wisconsin or that priest in Wisconsin that molested the 200 deaf boys. The proof is there. I mean, you see it, Ron. I see it. What are these people just blind?
But the people
stupid in
the Catholic mafia, who are what I call devotees, they don't believe any of this. They think it's a vast conspiracy to destroy the Catholic mafia. All these so-called sex scandals are made up. But if you go to Wikipedia and you just type in Roman Catholic sex abuse cases, there's a page, and then there's other pages off of that where it goes cases by each country. And I'm just scanning through it, and I'll give you one example. The Society of Jesus is the Jesuits. That's what their official name of their society is, Society of Jesus. Well, this Francis is a Jesuit. In just one case in Anchorage, Alaska, the Jesuits made a payment of 50 million Federal Reserve notes to the Inuit tribe for 14 priests who were raping children for 30 years. That's just one small archdiocese of Anchorage. 50 million for that. I think in LA they paid out over 600 million. No one knows what the total number of total amount of money that the Catholic mafia has paid out in the last 20 or so years. It's probably well into the billions.
That's like Michael Jackson paying that boy's family millions of dollars when he could identify markings on his penis. And
yeah,
Michael Jackson
obviously
didn't want to take a stand and whip out his dick, because it would have been a thriller when everybody saw the spots that this young boy was talking about. And then he would have had to have showed it to the jurors and say, "Eat it, fucking faggot." But, you know, they get caught red-handed, and time after time, and these people still follow the Catholic Church. It just baffles me. I don't know why they do it.
Well, here's what should have happened when the poop, as I call him, stepped off his poop plane. Is the Attorney General should have been there with probably two dozen FBI agents. They should have arrested him and charged him with conspiracy to promote the rape, systematic rape of children in America. And he should have been held and tried along with all the cardinals in America and bishops, archbishops, and, you know, priests and the monks and all of them that all these accusations have been made against. The proof is a international criminal. He's the figurehead of, like you said, the biggest rape gang on the planet.
Yeah. And they...
I should say child rape gang on the planet.
Yeah.
And here, the media was just worshiping this child rapist. And I can guarantee you, even though everyone says, oh, he doesn't have anything to do with, you know, all the rape and child molestation, et cetera, et cetera. He covered it up. Where's he from? Argentina or something? I forget
yeah.
where he's from. He covered it up down there for decades. And I can
yeah.
guarantee that he engaged in it, because you do not become the figurehead of the Roman Catholic Mafia unless you have raped at least one child, if not many. And they also participate in satanic black masses where they make child sacrifices. They take a child or two or three or a dozen or more. They systematically gang rape them, and then they kill them, murder them, cut their hearts out. Then they drink the blood from these children. This is what these bastards do.
Yeah. And nothing ever happens to them. Nothing.
Well,
just
you
like
know...
We had the lady...
You know, over in Israel as well, they said that it's okay to rape a little boy up to 9.
In Israel? That doesn't surprise
yeah.
me. So
they
the soldiers
up to
are
9 years old.
Shooting
you know,
scuds at little
they
boys.
They
are already
girls.
Sucking baby dicks.
And they marry little girls from around 2 years of age.
See, that is just, yeah, they killed. I remember, I think you told us about it, that they were raping the kids, and they were killing them. They were actually killing the little, they were so young that they were being killed. Just
yeah,
like this lady we had on the show here, she walked in on a priest raping a child, and she went to the cops, she went to the church, they did nothing. The guy's still
yeah.
in the same parish today, she said, raping children.
In the church.
And we broke that here on the news. Why the fuck has anybody gone and got this son of a bitch? You know?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like the one that raped the kid, that was raping the kid, the young boys in the church, and the church rehired him.
Now,
and he continued raping the kids.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they do. You know, like I was saying right over here, he raped a kid. This pastor, the congregation bailed him out of prison. He went and raped another kid.
That's the same
you know?
One I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. These people are sick. Now, what are you? Are you Episcopalian, Ron?
No, I'm what you would call independent, fundamentalist. I'm not a member of any denomination or actual church right now because they're all corrupt. The only church I'll be a member of is the church that I start.
amen to that. I mean, yeah. They're definitely corrupt. Hey, we got Skinny on the show. Welcome to the show, Skinny.
Hey, sorry for being late.
No. Hey, I've been late to church my whole life. Matter of fact, I never even showed up. It's all good.
Come to get saved
good.
Tonight.
But we're here talking right. about these guys just getting away with raping children. And Ron brought up a good point that when the Pope got off the plane, the FBI should have been there to arrest him. You know, but then again, the FBI, you look at what they cover up. All the sex slave rings that go on in Washington, D.C., it's all connected to the Catholic
yeah.
Church. But we were talking, Skinny, there's 70 million of these motherfuckers. And when you know that elders of the church that you represent are constantly getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar, so to speak, raping
yeah.
children, and you still worship these people and pray to them and go to their services, then you are openly supporting pedophilia. That's the way I look at it.
Oh yeah.
So if you claim you're Catholic and you go to church and you know that this shit is going on, you're supporting the rape of children. So.
Yeah.
But a lot of them don't know what's going on. Like Ron said, a lot of them are just blind. They don't even... All they care about is their wafer and their cup of fake blood. in the form of wine.
Man,
give me a Ritz, give me a Ritz cracker and a shot of that grape juice over there, and I'll pretend it's Jesus' thigh.
Yeah, great drink.
The blood out of his ball sack. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Is that really, I mean, is that necessary? Let's teach our kids to eat flesh and to drink blood. Is that really, I mean,
right.
Do you guys not think
cannibalism.
That's crazy too? Yeah, cannibalism.
Cannibalism.
Yep.
So if you notice.
Yep.
If y'all notice with this abortion baby killing stuff, and you know that's what they're promoting, cannibalism, and that's exactly what we don't know what's in our food.
So we're eating
we
babies.
Don't know what's in our drink.
Yeah.
They're putting
Pepsi,
I think.
Cola. They take something out of aborted or murdered babies, and they use it in the Pepsi. If you drink Pepsi, you're drinking something. From murdered babies.
And there's food out there as well.
And Skinny just said Frito. That's why, if you notice, Frito has all them amazing-ass flavors that come out all the time, man, that tastes like everything else in between.
But you ain't got to worry about it no more. You're over there eating watermelon and beet juice. So you're good. You ain't got to worry about it. But
juice
the Fritos. They're in the Fritos.
Yeah,
I mean, who knows
what else.
Who knows what else they're in? They're probably in clothing. They somehow figured how to make clothes out of flesh.
Fiber.
I mean,
out of the skin.
That guy figured that out 50 years ago, but I'm sure it's showing up everywhere.
Speaking about tonight, you have a show on each and every part of this. You know, you have had even when it comes down to the pedophiles wanting to go and play on. They wrote a letter to Congress. And they wanted to. They said, "Well, hey, you gave gay their rights, and the pedophiles are entitled to their rights too." So they're asking Congress to let them go on the playground and play with the children out in the open. I mean, and this is how bad.
Damn.
This is how bad it's getting.
And I believe that, Elaine, because you got to look at it like this: they're already letting boys urinate and defecate in the girls' restrooms. Just because they think, you know, these Caitlyn Jenners, just because they think that they're fucking female, they get to go whip out their dick in front of a bunch of little girls and pretend like they're peeing. It's become a disgraceful society. And part of this, I believe, is the agenda of the Catholic Church, because there's no other bigger gay child raping organization on the planet. So they have to be behind all this current fuckery, along with the femmes and the fags.
But have you noticed?
The Catholic Church is right there with the two of them.
Have you noticed that when a child, a little baby, get raped here, they go to court and they let the rapist off?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, especially within the church.
Yeah, they get off. It doesn't. I mean, so you're damned if you do. It's
they
like
get off twice.
It's
horrible. It's horrible. Well, it really is. They basically get a free pass to have sex with children, and these parents that stand by, just like I said in the Jewish ritual, where the rabbi sucks the blood of the baby penis. When the parent stands by and watches that with a smile on their face and jumping around and for joy, they're just as guilty.
Oh, and the baby
just
is what? Herpes.
Yeah, herpes, and the babies have died from that.
Yeah, well, you know, this is actually the connection between the two, because, you know, Roman Catholicism, there was actually a book written by a Protestant a minister, from what I understand, Alexander Hislop. The book was called The Two Babylons. And he connects the rituals and rites of Roman Catholicism. Obviously, it's not from the Bible. It comes from the old Babylonian pagan religion. Interestingly enough, modern-day Judaism is also based on the religion of Babylon, because when the Jews were taken to Babylonian captivity, that's where the Babylonian Talmud was composed, and that's what Judaism is based on, not on the Old Testament. Likewise, Roman Catholicism is based on the same freakish pagan Babylonian cult.
And that's true.
It's the same shit, different toilet.
That's
pretty
right.
Much.
Yeah. Well, the Roman Catholic Mafia is what I call the reincarnation of the ancient Babylonian religion of Nimrod and Semiramis. Just in a different dress, so to speak. And that's what those the Pope and the cardinals and the bishops wear is are dresses, because they're fast. Is those robes. That's what they're into. If these guys had any brains, they wouldn't be running around in dresses.
Yeah.
See, but all of their practices are identical to the ancient Babylonian religion. Is they worship. Did anyone see the Pope doing all these masses and speeches, that they always had a statue of Mary nearby?
Yep, I noticed that.
I didn't even pay attention.
Everything I saw is they had the statue of Mary. Well, that is not Mary. They say it's Mary, but it is not Mary. It's Semiramis. That's who they worship. And did you notice the staff that the Pope carries with him? And it's got a body nailed to, a crucifix, a cross. Okay, that little guy nailed to the cross at the top of the Pope's, what they call the shepherd staff.
Yeah.
That is their symbol for claiming to have murdered Yeshua of Nazareth. Because, see, he's still on the cross. He's dead. He didn't rise from the tomb. And so when the Pope carries that around, that's like a victory banner. You know, when a team wins and they all wave their flags and everything. That's what that's all about.
It's like Mayweather holding up 20
It's a pennant.
Of announcing to the world that they murdered Yeshua of Nazareth, who they claim was a fake Messiah. They do not worship Yeshua or Jesus, as they call him, or Jesus. They worship Nimrod and Semiramis, with Semiramis being their number one false god that they worship, along with Satan.
Mook, we got Mook on the line. Sorry, Mook, I'm not paying attention to the boards. How you doing, Mook?
I'm good, man. How y'all doing?
What up?
Good, man. Hey, I got a question for you, man. Have you ever covered the story of Temu?
No.
Nimrod and his mother's son?
Yeah, Tammuz.
Yeah.
Yeah, the story about Tammuz is that Nimrod was murdered by Shem for creating a false religion after the flood, Noah's flood. Shem went to
Shem from
Babylon,
the three sons?
Three sons of Noah.
Shem, different, Ham, different trio.
Jesus.
I was thinking of Mo, Curry, Leary, and Shem.
Yeah. You're talking about Shep. Shem.
Yeah. I'm just fucking with you, Ron.
And Shem was commanded by Yahweh to murder Nimrod for starting a false religion. So he went to Babylon, killed him. Semiramis escaped and went to Egypt. That's where all this junk out of Egypt comes from, Isis and Osiris and all that, and the stories of Set killing Osiris and all that comes from this real life incident in which Shem murdered Nimrod for creating a false religion. Well, after Nimrod had been murdered, Semiramis did not remarry, and she got pregnant. So what she claimed, because even back then it was a scandal to get pregnant out of wedlock. So she came up with a story that a sun beam, a beam from the sun, impregnated her. She
Damn.
Gave birth to Tammuz, who allegedly was the reincarnation of her husband Nimrod. And so every time you see those statues of Mary and the so-called baby Jesus, that's not a statue of Mary and so-called Jesus. It's a statue of Semiramis and Tammuz. If you were to get any cardinal on a polygraph and ask him this, he would either tell the truth or he would fail the polygraph because that's what they believe.
See, they also believe in kid fucking, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, that's just part of their practices.
Some bread and butter.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. They make money. You got to think about it. They probably sell kids all over the world. They probably have a bunny a pedophile bunny ranch in the Vatican somewhere, because they do have a gay bathhouse. We talked about that.
Yeah, I think
what?
In Rome.
It's on Vatican property,
that.
And they pay for it
yeah.
on their dime.
It's on their tax statement. Or well, they don't have taxes, but I mean, it's on. They own it. They own the deed to it and everything.
That's nothing new. Religions engage in prostitution all the time. The Mormon corporation was engaged in prostitution in Vegas when Vegas was first set up by Bugsy Siegel and the gambling. The Mormons ran prostitution houses.
At least it was hoes and not kid fucking, though. I mean, you can kind of get behind hoes.
Well, that's a difference.
You can't get
obviously,
behind kid
it's fucking. Not as bad.
If it's legit, like how Dennis Hoff runs his establishment, if it's legit, it's adults. There's people, you know, consenting adults, no problems at all. But if it's kids, I mean, that's where you got to draw the line. But our government continues to allow this to happen. They don't do anything about it. And the people, the populace of the United States doesn't even give a shit for the most part. Most people, I mean, like how we're talking here right now about how wrong and fucked up this is, most people are talking about what happened during football tonight. You know.
In a goddamn
what they had
right
for dinner, or, you know, the glitches in the newest iPhone. Oh, no, I can't download this app. What am I going to do? I mean, this is...
Well, let me give you an example of how people are so misguided. Now, remember that hunter who killed poor Esau the lion, and there was people out in front of his dental office for weeks. Why aren't there people in front of these Catholic or corporate buildings all over the world protesting about the rape?
Yeah.
The rape of children.
No, because you know why? They want to continue to go to the Catholic Church and service on Sunday. There's 70 million. You got to think about it. In America, there's 300 million people. 70 million of them or more are Catholics. That's just too many. That's just how come that number hasn't declined over the last two decades?
Because to me, that's a sign of what their belief is, almost like a drug.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever makes them feel good, I guess. Their belief makes them feel good. That's how I look at it.
MK Ultra.
So us telling them, So us telling them that, hey, you know, your little preacher's raping these little boys, they ain't trying to hear that.
No.
Because you're interfering with their drug addiction.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm fucking up their high is what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
I get too skinny. That's a great analogy about it, because there's got to be something. Because when I think of these people... Like Ron was talking about Nimrod. That's what I think about these people that worship the Catholic Church. A bunch of fucking
Nimrod.
Because you know that they're raping kids. You know that the highest order of the Catholic Church allows this to happen. And you still go to service on Sunday. It's got to be an addiction, Skinny.
Yes.
It's got to be some type of mind fuckery. You know, and that's just like with the Mormons. What, they're not going to get a pass.
What?
They're just as goofy and as weird. They think tonight, because of the blood moon eclipse, they think that the world's going to end tonight.
Oh, boy. And that's why I can't get into these shows like Spartacus and all these, you know, shows that, you know, they depict Rome as this. They, even on the shows, they show you how they have
gay
tendencies.
Gay as fuck.
You know,
gay in the motherfucker.
And that's what filled into the Catholic Church.
Yeah, the Catholic Church is just a brutal,
Rome.
It's a wholehearted motherfucker.
Old age fag shit. Goes all the way back to the Roman days, man. It was fucking everybody. It was fucking brothers, sisters, slaves, masters, men, the women. Everyone was just fucking. It was, it carries on to this now.
Well, okay, let me ask you this, Saeed. You know, being a Muslim and everything, in your religion, what do you guys think of homosexuality and pedophilia? What does it say in the Quran about that?
In the current, actually, let me do this. Let's do the comparison, because in the Bible, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, homosexuality is, of course, explicitly condemned, as it is in the Quran. In the Quran, the story about, you know, remember the story in the Old Testament about Lot and the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Well, we have the same story in the Quran, too, about Lot and how the, you know, the men there wanted to, rape, I guess, Lot's sons and what have you. And it's also mentioned in the Quran. And the Quran is very specific about its condemnation against homosexual behavior, as well as the Hadith, which are the sayings of Prophet Muhammad. They are also very explicit in this condemnation. And according to Islamic law, Sharia, homosexuality is punishable by death.
Yep.
Punishable by death.
Leviticus also. Punishable by death. It's considered an abomination. And you got people that want to tell you that, you know, all sin is the same. That's a lie. I mean, I beg to differ. It's considered an abomination. Punishable by death. But, you know, I done told y'all. I'm on medication, and the world going to do what the world will want to do, so.
Yeah. So what do we know?
You know, exactly. We don't have any input. There's nothing much more that we can do, because there's too many people that are silent. There's just too many people that don't give a fuck. That's a fact, fortunately.
And it only, you know, it's only relevant to people when it actually hits home, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and pretty sure nobody on the phone or, you know, will try to engage in any type of Catholic Church, just that or the third. But like I said, man, I think you and I had the same experience, right, Perez? I had to explain gay to my son before I could have the regular birds and bees conversation. You know what I mean? This thing started to infiltrate your home, man.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta,
it's criminal.
Yeah, you can't. I'm glad you said that, Mook. You said you couldn't even have the regular birds and bees conversation. You had to go straight into what the gay shit was, because they're asking you, like, what is gay? Daddy, what does gay mean? Then you have to explain to them what that sickness is.
You're right. And, you know, I don't know how soon they're going to implement this into the curriculum of the school.
They got it in California books right now.
Already?
It's in the books.
Well, when are they starting to teach? I remember sex ed in middle school.
Well, what they're doing is that they are teaching children about, you know, sex and, you know, gay and gender rights and all that stuff.
Gender.
You know, they're teaching them in the schools now, Virginia, California, and I think there are several other. It is mandatory.
You know what's so sad about the situation, man? I don't know if I told y'all. 2007, the faggot-ass senator from the state of South Carolina came to Iraq, Lindsey Graham. And the fact that these people would allow this to be entered into what is being taught, and me talking from the perspective of being from a county that's the worst in the country when it comes to education is baffling as hell to me. You know what I mean? Like Charleston is dead last in everything. SAT scores, high school graduates, and having the highest amount of having the lowest amount of high school graduates and the highest amount of high school dropouts in the nation. And just to see that no one will attack that, but they would rather implement homosexuality and sex education. It's
yeah.
crazy as hell to me, man.
It's completely insane. There's no relevance to what these kids need to be knowing. They don't need to be knowing about sticking dicks and butts. It's the last thing they should be knowing about.
It's like as a teacher, how do you put yourself up to the task to teach that?
Yeah.
If you're a boy, the only way you could do another boy is open up that asshole. You know, like, come on, really? How is the teacher
about
put the pressure on them to do that?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know, but with these 70 million people that follow this church that probably has the most money than any other organization in the country, it's going to get pushed. I mean, we have the conversations about population control. What's the best way to do it? We already know about
more man and woman.
We already know about the poisons. So the only way that they can do it is to push this damn agenda to make man and woman stay apart.
All they gotta do is get the men to come in the box that ain't gonna push out a baby. And that's
right.
The shitter.
Because
all the other shit didn't work fast
enough. And related to that, they want to keep pushing feminism over and over again, because that's also the same as pushing down homosexuality on people's throats, because it's keeping men from having any relationship whatsoever with women. I mean, many men nowadays don't even want to get married because feminism has screwed up the minds of all women. It's not just one particular group, but everybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right.
There's a lot of guys that don't want to get married. And you know, at the end of the day, there's good women out there that suffer because of it too. You know, women like my mother, my grandmother, people like Elaine, my wife or whatever. Good, decent women is what I'm talking about. They're the ones that are suffering at the hands of the feminist movement, because what the feminists are doing is they're trying to make all women look like shit. All women look worthless. And it's completely not the case. It's just a huge majority of them follow this stupid movement, just like a huge majority of the population follows the gay movement. And the Catholic Church is behind both movements, I believe. I believe the Catholic Church is just as guilty.
The problem is the public school system. The public school system in America was created for the sole purpose of taking children away from their parents, putting them into what I call the brainwashing institutions, and literally brainwashing them to believe all of the lies of Satan, the New World Order gang, etc., making them believe that the feminist movement is a good thing, that homosexuality is good, that a world government is good, that everyone should be a citizen of the world. They just had some global citizen thing in New York that the idiot poop was part of, I think.
The fucking
man.
If you have children, do not allow them to go to public brainwashing institutions, or you will lose them to Big Brother. They will become zombies of Big Brother.
Yeah, you either have to homeschool them, or you have to put them through school when they get home. You have to deprogram them each and every day.
Yeah, but you don't want to waste all of that time deprogramming them every day.
You wouldn't have what I type.
Just teach them right there. Yeah, I've thought about it all the time my kid's been in school.
Because you're not going to know everything.
The only thing keeps me from doing it is she's excelling. You know, she's doing good, and not just in school, but, you know, and just overall a good human being. But I don't want to take her out of the school until she comes to me and says, you know what, I've had enough. I don't want to do it no more. And if she does, then I'll take her out. You know, but I'm going to give her that choice, though, at least. Just like with religion. So far, I've told her, I was like, if you want to go to a church, if you, you know, that's on you. And so far, she doesn't want nothing to do with religion. She thinks it's a sham. You know, so, I don't know. Maybe for many children, the school system is not good, but for some, it is. It just depends on how they're doing. You know.
The problem.
What about you, Ron? You had to go through the school system. But how did you deprogram yourself? At what age did you say, you know what, shit is fucked up and I need to...
Well, I was started out in a church school, run by a church that I went to as a child. I did that until the third grade. But because we have a lot of children in our family, my parents couldn't afford private school after that. So then I went to the public brainwashing institutions. And fortunately for me, you know, this is, you know, almost 60 years ago when I was...
Before Common Core.
...child, it wasn't that bad. The brainwashing was not super bad.
As it is today.
And when I got into college, I was at odds with every professor that I, you know, took a class with. And I, sometimes on a final exam, I would just write what I wanted to. I wouldn't write on the subject that I was supposed to. And I just didn't believe anything they told me. In fact, I would bring up stuff, and the professor would say, oh, yeah, okay, enough of that. But they really argued with me because they knew I knew more about what they were teaching than they knew. So they just would let me make a few comments every once in a while and then say, okay, let's go on. But I'm just not the type that's easily brainwashed. Yeah, and I'm a troublemaker. I mean, I got kicked out of school. They threatened me in one college to kick me out. And I went to the office and says, look, if you do this, I'm going to do this. And I walked out, and they let me graduate.
Damn.
But, you know, you got to call their bluff and, you know, not kowtow to them. But in one Bible college I went to, Liberty Bible College,
oh my God.
They kicked me out of the dorm. So I had to get a room in a house, you know, in the city, because I was causing too much trouble.
I lasted in Liberty about a month. I'm serious, man. They tried to make me believe that everybody that established the United States of America had the Bible in mind when they did so. And when I wrote my paper and got the response, I was like, okay, it's time to transfer. Because, I mean, you know how we do, man. We peel the onion back, man. You can't make me believe that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, man, again, y'all, I think the only standpoint that we have is to make sure that we do not allow this outside nonsense to infiltrate our households. We are going to have to do what we have to do to keep our mind clear of the BS and do the best that we can for our children, man, because if we just sit back idle and let the world do what the world is going to do, we're going to lose, man.
Yeah, well, one thing you have to do is read every book your child brings home. Mm. Read through it and see if there's anything really bad in it. That's one of the first things.
And correct the wrongs that are in the history books. You know, when they talk about Columbus being a hero and this and that, tell your kids the truth about Columbus.
Exactly.
And other assholes like him.
Exactly, because you know what? Everything they ever taught us was a lie.
Yeah.
A lie. You know, and that's why kids today, when they could really go out in the world, if you're not born into a wealthy family, you know, you don't know nothing. You go out there, you go to school to learn, but you come out dumber.
Yeah.
You know, because everything they teach you is a lie. Everything. You know,
yeah.
And it's not about the books. They're actually teaching in the books today in school. They are teaching the kids about, you know, sex and booties and stuff like that. I mean, I'm going to find the books, and I'm going to let y'all see them, what is really in those school books. Nobody want their kids to know what this guy and somebody's balls hanging down to the ground. You know, I mean, I'm telling you the truth. This is what it is.
It's a fucked up
this
world.
This is what it is. You know, sad but true.
Yeah, I don't even know how I got you guys on the line anymore because I don't have internet access, so I can't see the board. There's probably an echo.
So, there's that fucking moon outside, man.
Echo
like
that. It's the end of the world, Mook, according to the Mormons.
Yeah.
The blood moon eclipse means that we're all going to perish tonight in Armageddon. So,
driving from Charleston last night, the moon looked crazy as shit. I'm like, man. Then somebody was like, well, NASA TV is going to broadcast something. I was like, broadcast? See, this is the perfect night for NASA to scare the shit out of everybody. Y'all, anybody research Project Blue Beam yet?
I'd like to get pictures of the fucking thing, but there's too much cloud coverage. So,
hey,
what a waste. I ain't going to see it for another 2,000 years.
I don't want to see it in time. Any of y'all,
it is a red moon. I can see it.
Is it pretty, does it look like a
blood moon?
It's because of the eclipse.
Right.
Now it's partially eclipsed.
Right, the first time that the moon has come so close to the Earth.
Anybody research Project Blue Beam yet?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's where they projectors, holographic projectors, and the concept is
God happen.
In the future what they're going to do is project what they call the second coming, where Yeshua is supposed to come back and they're supposed to make everyone think that it's the second coming or the rapture or whatever.
I've heard that.
But that's a long ways down the line. They already used it in Iraq during the second Iraq war. They used that technology. And that's why the Iraqi soldiers would surrender, is because they were seeing all sorts of weird stuff, allegedly, in the sky.
Leave it to America.
Yeah, they thought it was Allah or something telling them to put down the guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget exactly what they were projecting, but that's why a lot of the soldiers just, you know, quit, surrender.
Well, yeah, I could see, you know, like an image of a Christ or whatever in the sky. I could literally see millions of people hit their knees, crying tears,
yeah.
Almost like it's a Kim Jong-il funeral or something, where paid mourners are coming out. But they'll be in the streets in droves, and it'll be crazy. It'll be crazy. When do you think they're going to do this?
I think they're starting.
You mean fake rapture or second coming?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for, it's 83 years away. It's not going to happen until 98.
Oh, okay, fuck it. I ain't going to worry about it then.
Well,
I guess I'll wait
for
the shit. Wheel day.
But
shit.
Actually, I feel like, I think we're on the beginning of it because of all the things, all the negative and demonic things that's going on. We're seeing it. It's here, but, you know, a lot of us don't want to accept it, and we don't want to see it, and we don't want to, you know, we just
well,
don't want to
chip us.
This is it.
That's what I'm saying, man. Tonight will be the perfect night for them bastards to put the devil's face on that red goddamn moon everybody's trying to say.
Oh, wait a minute. I just remembered. It's supposed to have started on September the 23rd.
Yep.
And this is
yeah.
What? And this is what?
The 27th.
The 24th.
Yep. It was between the 23rd and the 27th. Thank you for reminding me. Something, the world is supposed to be coming to an end.
The
oh,
devil
in
the moon.
Oh, it's supposed to be a nuclear strike.
I'll be bumping Real Life Productions.
A day after the peace.
Wow.
And that's where the Pope came
like,
in on the 22nd and had his little peace
Mormons.
Speech.
What?
And then we're supposed to have a nuclear strike the next day, and that didn't happen.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard about that bullshit, too.
Wow. Yeah. So.
And they're showing the signs and everything and all that.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
And now Perez got no internet, but still talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
No internet. I can't even see the board. I can't even hang up. I mean, I can hang up the phone and there'd be silence, but, you know, I can't end the show. But when it is time to end the show, we'll just all hang up. Fuck it. We'll have an hour's worth of dead air afterwards.
And nobody is listening.
No, nobody's listening. Nobody can hear it. It's apocalypse right now. The Blood Moon, the Mormons, they're all going to come to get us.
Well,
it's horrible.
Mormons, actually, the Blood Moons are supposed to be taking the Mormons out, right?
They think that they're done for tonight. So maybe we'll hear about a bunch of Mormons doing crazy shit in the morning.
But they do crazy shit every day.
Yeah, they do. Whenever they put on that one-piece underwear outfit,
they're going around doing
with
a
the
lot
stars and the moons on it.
I mean, any two times, okay, so we're taught that God is God, but they're taught that James White is God. Is that his name? His last name is White.
Joseph White.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's God. So no wonder they're scared.
Yeah, it was one guy walking, 1812 or something like that, and he supposedly saw Jesus, and Jesus laid down the law to him and told him this is how it's going to be.
Damn.
And he came back and brainwashed. He Jim Jones'd a bunch of other idiots into thinking. I mean, this shit happens over and over again throughout history. I mean, do you see where I'm going with this, folks? It's not just the Mormons. It's not just the Catholics, the Protestants. It's all of them. It all starts from somewhere. There's some fucking religion somewhere that started it all, and people just branched away. How far can this go back?
Okay.
Can we trace it back to one thing?
I need for someone to tell me the definition of religion.
Ron, say? Boots.
Well, religion, as most people consider it, is an organized structure of people who believe a specific thing. So you have the Mormon religion, you have the Catholic religion, you have the Muslim religion, the Hindu religion, the Buddhist religion. But there are people who have what they call personal faith outside of an organized religion, as I do. I have
okay.
a personal faith in the person of Yeshua of Nazareth.
That is fantastic.
And I'm not connected to any religion.
Okay,
you're just,
that's my point.
Your temple is within you, is what you're saying.
Honey, that was my point right here. He said that he don't follow no man. He don't follow. He's not following nobody else's but his own religion.
He's following his own. Yeah, I got him.
This is the definition of religion. Every man has his own way of thinking.
Belief.
Unfortunate belief. Who said that?
Yeah.
That's,
like I think Skinny, you said one time during
the
show, your religion pretty much was the belief of your ancestors.
So
and Sig said his belief was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
And people start following us because they like what we think.
Yeah.
Every man has its religion, and every man is the way a man thinks, and every man has his way, his religion. And anyway, he said it right. It's belief, and people follows is following of a people belief. And
I don't know what my beliefs are yet. I really don't, because it's just too many what ifs for me. You know, right now at this stage.
And
of
you
my
know,
life.
And if you think about it, a belief is really not a fact. A belief is a feeling. It's
exactly.
It's, it could be a, it could be truth. It could be a lie.
Yeah,
he said
that's
it.
What a belief is.
And he said it. He don't dance to nobody else's music. He danced to his own.
Yep.
See, what happened is when you start listening to other people and you start following them, you forget your own religion. And it's your own personal belief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why the
world... call it faith. I call it faith, not religion. The personal faith, I use religion as an always to refer to an organized group of
right.
people, churches, etc. That's why I make the difference. If someone says, "Are you religious?" I say, "No, I have faith, but I'm not religious."
Right, because you believe in your own faith. Someone started
it. Yeah, I studied history and the Bible, etc., and came up with my own understanding of who God is, et cetera.
It's your own.
Makes sense.
And what happens, a lot of us, we listen to what somebody else say, and we go by what everybody else say. And in the meantime, we're going to forget what God have instilled in our own heart, because we're believing that what we feel is wrong. When it's not. That's why he made all of us individuals. And we have our own individual thinking patterns. Why
you're
should
right.
I believe what you think?
Me personally, I mean, I like the theory of the sun better than anything else that I've heard so far, because without it, there's nothing. Nothing
well, who
grows,
that?
Nothing lives.
And nothing breathes. Right, exactly.
Ask Superman.
Superman, yeah. Superman is definitely on the top of the list, too. Definitely better than Batman, because Batman is mortal. But if Superman's riding a horse and falls off, he could break
fly.
His neck.
You have a lot of people out there thinking that they can fly.
Yeah, well, Joe Pesci, Carlin said Joe Pesci was a good guy, so... And you never hear from him. You know, he's not doing movies anymore. I'm like, well, why the fuck ain't Joe Pesci doing any movies? I'm thinking that's what it is. He's too busy answering prayers. So
you crazy?
That's why you don't see Home Alone 4 with Joe Pesci.
No.
Weapon 10. Yeah, he's God.
Gone fishing too. Shit.
My God, for the sequel.
I was Gone Fishing was the shit. I've been waiting on that. Before Danny Glover and him die, we need Gone Fishing 2. And 8 heads in a duffel bag. Make it 9 heads in a duffel bag. But, guys, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. It was really good to get everybody back together again and have a good conversation about a lot of different things. Anybody got anything going on? Anybody want to make any closing statements, websites, anything?
Yeah, can I say something?
Feel free.
I am going to be, hold down your hats, Nora. Hold down your hats. I'm going to be speaking at the Black Lawyers Association I'm going to be there in person, in body, on October the 9th. All the black attorneys in the United States will be there, and they invited me to speak.
I know one that won't be there, Eileen.
Who?
The late, great Johnny Cochran.
he might be there. We don't know. If he believes in
maybe he'll be
back.
There on display, like one of the popes. Put him in a glass dish.
He'll be like weakened of Bernie's prayers.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Go through and give him dabs. Say, what up, Johnny?
Yeah. Put some sunglasses on. No.
But that's huge, Elaine. Where is this taking place?
It's going to be in Durham, North Carolina, where they're holding their convention. And I get to speak on eugenics, and the reason why is because of all of the chaos that's going on out here in the world that is related to black people, how we're being killed, what we can do. Well, they want solutions, and of course, you know, I was bringing up the Elaine Riddick Sanctuary Shelter, my boys' town, and I am in the process of developing a boys' town, and what we're going to do there is it's a skill shop. I'm going to take them and teach them skills, painting, you know, plumbing, electrical, construction work, and I'm going to teach them to raise their own food, agricultural, whatever. But anyway, it's going to be about all of that and a girls' sanctuary, where, you know, we teach young women that they do have a choice out here in the world. You know, and it's basically some of the stuff that we talked about tonight.
You're going to be helping kids abroad, whether they're boys or girls. So that's a good thing. That's a positive thing. We need more people doing that in the community, but too many people don't care enough to do things like that. You know, that's why I respect Joakim Noah. I mean, you know, Chicago, that's one of the most violent cities. He's actually out there trying to get kids to put the guns down.
Yeah.
Not many. You know, Jordan's trying to put them in prison.
We're going to try to keep them out of school, from elementary school through the prison pipe.
And that's a tough one for me because, you know, Jordan's a goat, but it's horrible that he's throwing millions upon millions into the prison system. I mean, come on. What the fuck is wrong with
him? He has a personal mandate, man.
The judge that was murdered because she was trying to keep the kids and trying to expose what is going on in our society with the kids going from school to prison and, you know, taking them away from the parents and giving them to homosexuals or giving them to perverted people and all that. And, you know, if this is all some type of, this is something that's being set in place to keep our children and to murder off our children and start with the babies. No, they started with the babies, the elderly people, and now it's the teenagers and the young kids, you know. So this is what we're trying to do, and find out who killed this judge that was really out there, really voicing her opinion, and they went in her home and shot up she and her husband here in Georgia.
See, that happens way too much. I mean, like we were talking about earlier, 69 people during Labor Day weekend were shot in Chicago. Some of them were children. 7 or 8 of them were killed. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Society's crazy. What about yourself, Mook? What you got going on?
Man, really, gearing the city up. North Charleston is getting ready to put a new mayor in place. And what we're trying to do is just make people stay focused on what needs to take place when these motherfuckers take Dylan Roof past the trial. And when they take this goddamn cop to trial that shot Walter Scott, you know, make sure that this thing is done the right way. You know what I mean? Because I'm still skeptic about what the outcome may be. Because when we've witnessed everything that happened with Sandra Bland and everybody else, the common sense thing is, okay, these cops are not going to get off, or this guy is going to go to jail, and that shit hasn't happened. And as crazy as somebody walking into a church and killing 9 people sounds, this man still generated $4.5 million in his defense. I don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Why would they generate money in the defense of somebody who slaughtered all those people?
Understand?
And
like I said, if you go to Charleston right now and you listen to the radio, it's like they're trying to portray this unified front. Like they actually, as long as I know, they've been referring to Charleston as Chucktown. All of a sudden, they're referring to Charleston as its real nickname, the Holy City. Like I said, there are so many churches downtown Charleston. He had to know exactly where he was going to commit that crime and kill a damn senator. That wasn't a coincidence. And it's not like he went in the sanctuary and killed them. They hold their damn Bible studies in the bottom of the church, like in a basement. You know what I'm saying? So he knew exactly what he was doing. Somebody gave that boy specific instructions.
You know what, Moo, on that one, the funniest thing is that he was with Hillary Clinton the day before.
Wow. I did not know that.
He was with Hillary Clinton the day before. How you like
that? Oh, we got a caller here. We got 314. Mac. How you doing, Mac? Sorry,
up,
I had
y'all?
No internet access until now. How you doing, Mac J?
Shit, it's all good, man. I've been sitting here just chilling, listening to y'all, man. You know, I got to call in from time to time. Usually I'll be dead asleep on Sunday nights like this, but, you know, I had to stay up and check y'all out since the whole bunch was there today.
Yeah, we got Ron, we got Say, we got Elaine, Skinny, Six, Mook.
Hey, Elaine. Yourself.
Hey,
no
sweetie.
Catholics. Are you a Catholic,
hey.
Mac? Get the fuck out of here.
I'll
fuck
you. See the thing, you can't get mad at me, man. You got to get mad at my grandparents and all them for that, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I just believe in right and wrong and good and bad, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to believe in nowadays, you know what I'm saying? I just believe in taking care of my kids, man, and showing them, you know what I'm saying, what's right and what's wrong.
That's my whole thing is I just don't know what the fuck to believe anymore, man. I don't. And it's gotten to the point where it's like, how do you know what's real and what's not? There's so many levels of corruption, you don't know what the fuck is real anymore. You just don't.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, thankfully we got Ron here because he can always explain just about anything. What are you and Say doing, Ron? You guys got a Power of Truth going, America in Focus?
No, nothing going on right now.
Say, Ron, you doing anything?
Ron,
Say,
is Say still there?
There he is. All right, right there. Say, there's a Jew on the line. Do you want to talk to him?
Hello,
Saeed. Oh, how are you doing?
I have something to say to him personally. I have a question.
Yes.
I do have a question for you. And I think, let me see if I can pull it up. They asked me, I just had a radio station to get in touch with me and asked me if I can help them with this person. The person is black. Over, and he's born black. You might have heard about him. And our government, or some government, I believe it was immigration or something like that. He is here. So when he comes here, he's black over there in
I heard about this.
Yeah. But when he come here, they asked me to help them with this problem here. How can I help? He come here, and they declares him as being white.
So it's like he's black. It's like on one side of the equator he's black, but over here he's white. What the fuck? Is he some hybrid humanoid creature that we don't know about here? This is
look,
great.
Hold on. Let me Google. Let me find the person that
please.
Did this.
It's like Waco's fucking dream right there, man. Good Lord,
it's Waco.
Fucking Louis Vanilla Cut.
It's Waco.
Damn.
What she asked me.
Waco's white Texas.
Vanilla Con.
When he goes
from Egypt.
Louisiana, he's black.
Hello, he's from Egypt. We had an Egyptian on the show Wednesday. The government classifies him as white. And he is trying to get reclassified as black. Do you know anyone? Hold on. Do you know anyone? Do you know anyone that works for the newspaper or TV station that I can reach out to? He wants to be reclassified.
You know this
black.
Guy personally, Elaine? I mean, can we have him on the show?
Of course we can have him on the show.
Yeah, I would like to have him on the show because that is a weird case because you got to think about it. How the fuck could you be black
heard about that
in
guy,
Egypt
yeah.
and then
I
come to America and be white?
When you see him, he is a black man.
On the show
he looks like
and,
a black man? Is that what you said, Skinny?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so
but
what?
Over here, he's white. What is he, C. Thomas
okay.
Howell? The fuck
okay,
is going on here?
It's a different guy.
She's a soul
what
man.
It is, here's the problem.
And that's if it's
here's the problem.
Unless if it's a different guy.
Here's the problem. Over
it's
there,
a hologram.
Most of those people are black people. We know that,
yeah.
Right? Okay, then you have a lot of them. Once they reach here, they quest. You know, when they ask you on these forms, what are you? They're dark-skinned people. And going back to and we can take it back to Israel, and we can look at those people over there. That's a dark country.
Well, and then you look at Turkey. Turkey's an Arab country too. A lot of the people from Turkey are as white as people from fucking England. I mean, look at the Sheikh Amir, who used to play for the Bulls.
They help me out.
He looks like Napoleon
yeah.
Dynamite on stilts.
Immigrants. They migrated. Most people didn't. You have to look at the equator.
But that's weird with the classifications. I mean, we all get them. You know, you go to the doctor's office and ask you if you know what race you are, American Eskimo. And what does it matter if you're an Eskimo or if you're Caucasian? Or I mean, what does it matter? Why do they need to classify us? If they're not going to do something with us, if they're not going to put us somewhere.
Well, that's even like the Social Security number thing. I'm sure y'all heard about this where they use the middle two numbers, and if it's an odd number, they can tell that you're white. If it's an even number, they can tell that you're black.
So they got a code for this shit.
I heard that too. I heard that before too, Skinny, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And everybody. And then when I heard it, I started checking motherfuckers. And it seemed like it was true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody was saying the same shit. They was like,
even
yeah, man.
I am even numbered.
That's crazy.
That is.
Yeah,
that's
I'm an even number, too.
So that means, and Fred?
Yeah.
You are. Fred,
yeah,
you are.
Supposedly, that's how they're able to categorize you when they look at your Social Security number, and it all plays into, you know, interviewing for jobs or job applications, loans. They supposedly can tell by your Social Security number.
Ain't that some shit?
That isn't. I don't
the
think
the
that's
first
true.
Three numbers.
I don't know.
I know the first three numbers classify the state because my second two numbers are odd as hell. And I don't think nobody on this phone blacker than my goddamn collard green eating ass.
I don't think it's true. I think that's a what they call
rumor. The first three numbers.
The first three numbers classifies the state that you're in.
Okay.
I do know that.
That's the state. I mean, to be honest with you, the only numbers that identify you individually is your last four. That's why if you talk to anybody
that's
in any business,
the only number is that last four.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, man, a lot of that stuff, if you want to be honest, man, you go anywhere else in the world, your damn Social Security number doesn't mean shit. I mean, I was in Oklahoma.
No,
man,
it sure don't.
Yeah. Your Social Security number don't mean a damn thing, and your credit card don't work in the majority of that country because the American dollar is shit over there.
It damn near don't mean shit here. Shit.
No, the
you know what I'm saying? Like,
too much debt attached to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know. I'm going to try to get the guy on the show, whenever prayers. I'll get in touch with him. Hello?
Yeah, if we can do that next week, I think that would be an interesting show. I want to hear what it's like to be black on one part of the world and then to be white on the other part of the world. Obviously,
right.
He's not physically white, but
if you can't get him, we could get Waco.
White. Yeah, Waco on the phone would be much easier. Yeah, Waco, if you're listening, let's find out what it's like to be black and white.
Good old black ass white boy.
I am just saying that it doesn't matter. Color doesn't matter. If I want to go somewhere and be white,
it's just
black
weird,
as
though,
I
baby.
Am. If I want to put down that I'm white, why not? That's
well, what do you think about this, Elaine? Let's say
you and Waco should trade.
Let's say you go fly somewhere. Let's say you go fly to Denmark or something. Speaking engagement, whatever the case may be. And they say, okay, now you're in this country, you like it, you apply for citizenship, and they say, okay, now you are, you're Asian. You know, I mean, you're going to be like, what the fuck? How the hell am I Asian all of a sudden? When did I become Chinese? You know what I mean?
It's really go farther than that, because Asians are really black people too, but they just don't accept it. This man wants to accept and wants people to know the truth. You know, and
most of the Asians I've seen are yellow, but I mean, if you say so.
You know,
Ron,
and I'm saying
Ron, what are your thoughts on that, Ron? Are Asians black? And while you're at it, are Filipinos Hispanic?
No.
No, Asians, there's three races. If you take a class in anthropology, you'll hear these words used all the time.
What?
Caucasoid, Mongoloid, and Negroid. Those are the three races.
Negroid and
white,
Mongoloid.
Yellow, and black.
Mongoloid 6.
You've got to kill yourself if you're a Mongoloid.
Is their classification?
Retarded.
You got.
What if you're a mixture of a whole bunch of different things?
Mongoloid, you got to measure the head, and that's how you tell.
Then you're like the Barack.
If your
Obama
is really
Barack
fat.
So
thank
Caucasoid,
you.
Half Negroid.
So you'd be half Caucasoid.
Let's get back to what
like
he
like a pudding pop.
What is a?
Say it.
Who is considered as being a Mongoloid?
Yeah, who would be? Okay, we know the Caucasoids are the European, the Euro fuckers like myself. But who are the Caucasoids? I mean the Mongoloids. I'm sorry.
Mongoloids. They're Asians.
Okay,
yep.
All the Genghis Khan.
Okay.
That's the technical anthropological term.
May I, honey? Could it be because of the soil?
Where the Hispanics fall in place? Would they be in Caucasoid? Or?
They're classified by the United States Corporation as Caucasoid.
And it's crazy. I,
I know Mexicans that were very dark complected, and how could they be considered white?
It's like
even certain Sicilians. I knew guys from Sicilia, from Sicily, that were they looked like they were black.
Well, all the Southerners hang out with
black people. There's plenty of white people who are very dark, and there's black people who are very light, like Mary Sotoro. But the color of the skin has nothing to do with it. It's where your ancestry, you go back.
The soul.
Oh, very interesting, very interesting.
Well, that's crazy. My youngest son is half Filipino, too, so I wonder what they want to call him. He's black and Filipino, so damn, I wonder
what
they're going
to
do.
He would be half mongoloid.
Just call him a mutt.
Yeah, Filipinos are mongoloid.
Hey, go fuck yourself, motherfucker. Go kill yourself. No. Don't you call me a mongol over there and strangle the life out of you. Call me a mongoloid. Oh, my mother, I'll go strangle the life out of you.
Six is a Filipino, so I guess he's not too fond of being considered a mongoloid.
But like for real though, my youngest son is half Filipino and half black. So like, what would they consider him though? Like,
he'd be a negroid mongoloid.
Ugh.
If you got 1%.
No, you know the thing is though, my brother taught me that we are not fucking. He always told me never consider yourself a fucking Asian because you're not yellow like a gook. We're islanders. We're in the Pacific and we're brown. We're not fucking gooks.
It's the 1%.
Story six about
fucking kill yourself.
Blood.
Call me fucking Asian. Fucking off yourself with a pistol.
According to the government here, U.S., you got 1% of this in you. That's what you are. It depends on your mother's blood. Am I right or am I wrong?
We all come from dust. So shout out to Point Blank and the SPC.
You know what? It depends. That's exactly what I just said. It depends on the soil.
Maybe we're a complicated form of bacteria. Maybe we're nothing more than a disease or an infection. You ever think about that? Joe Rogan made a great analogy of the human being. We're just a complicated form of bacteria.
We were not created to be a disease or a bacteria.
Well, we are, though. If you think about it, we are a disease because what other animal or what other creature on this planet has caused more destruction to this planet and to other species of animals that inhabit this planet than the human being?
And it makes sense.
Does that make sense to you guys? What other animal?
I heard two sentences at the same time. I'm not even sure what I heard anymore.
What other animal has caused more destruction than the human being? None.
Well, until man developed technology, they couldn't destroy.
We weren't really doing much damage at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing we were doing is like animals, is we're pooping in the creek and peeing in the creek and so forth. That's about it. But once we started developing technology, you develop technology and you build weapons and then you build machines and you start polluting, you're burning oil. Burning oil and coal are the two greatest polluters of the planet. Then we start destroying the planet.
So it's pretty much once we started harvesting all these minerals and all these different things and exploiting what the Earth had, is pretty much when we started destroying it.
And then uranium, the atom bomb, the hydrogen bombs, and so forth. When we got into that, then we, became very, very dangerously close to destroying the world.
Yeah, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago. It might have been on a different show, but the toilet's already been flushed. It's nice knowing you guys. Every time we should end this show, we should all say goodbye like it's the last time we talked to each other, because you just don't know. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So goodbye. Much love to every one of you. Thanks for calling into this show. Anybody got anything else you want to say before you go? Any websites or?
No. Only website I want to push is www.ugsforlife.com. You know what I'm saying? For all these shows, this show, the Murder Master Music Show, KFYB, and whatever else we decide to do, only
reviews,
support us.
Articles,
we the only ones that are doing this
service,
shit for real.
Art,
fuck all these other motherfuckers, which I'll talk to you about it on another time, Prez. You 2-6. These motherfuckers stealing our shit. They they playing clips of our shit on other people's shows, and they ain't showing no homage. But then when you ask them, they say they doing original content. You ain't doing original content when you stealing from us. You know what I'm saying?
No,
we
no,
the originals.
Not.
You know what I'm saying? So
with
fuck all them.
Everything
and
on our site's original. That's the beautiful thing about us. We ain't taking content from no other site, so let's keep doing what we're doing. UGSForLife.com. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Appreciate you.
UGS for Life, yeah.